Assemblyman, you have put out a call to expand and legalize mobile sports betting in New York State in the next session. How come?
Well, there's a number of things have obviously happened with since last session. The budget gap that we're facing, everybody is scrambling to try and find sources of revenue. My proposal lottery proposal, the Emergency School Relief Act of 2020, looking to reclaim some of those funds to support our local schools was one proposal. This is another proposal looking to create revenue, to generate revenue in New York State. What we've seen is once sports betting was legalized last year, Rivers Casino opened up a sports book, and we saw a significant boost in the local economy. The revenue that went to the state made it a win-win for everybody. People that were looking for sports betting in a safe, regulated manner, they got that. But the issue with that now is that it can only be done physically inside the casino. So I to place a bet, you'd have to go to Rivers Casino. Obviously, with social distancing, with COVID regulations, casinos operating at 25%. They're not able to get a lot of people are not able to get in there to do what this was intended to do. Now, we had this proposal last year, a mobile sports betting proposal where people could do it on a mobile platform or online, something that needed more support. I think now with everything that's happened, most businesses are operating online, or people are doing more and more business virtually because they've had to. Just to survive, to be able to operate under the COVID regulations that we live under right now. And it makes sense now to re-examine that bill that I sponsored last year. I co-sponsored it last year with a number of other colleagues. It makes sense to take another look at that and look at the revenue that it can also generate. New Jersey did go ahead and take advantage of that, and they did authorize mobile sports betting. And they produced a significant amount of revenue for their state, and that's a neighboring state. We should be doing the same thing here. This is the time. It's very apparent that it's something that's happening in other states. Sports betting in general has been happening even before it was legalized. It was happening in an underground market. We kind of brought that out of the shadows. It's time to do that with mobile sports betting as well. And it comes at a benefit because the revenue that's produced from it, latest estimates are showing that it could produce up to $900 million in New York State. That's pretty significant compared to the $30 or $40 million that it's producing now, having to go into the casino. When you open it up to mobile, a lot more revenue is generated at a time when we need to support our schools, at a time when we need to deliver aid to local communities like Schenectady. This is something that we should move forward with, take this next step. And again, it's something that other states are taking advantage of. We should do the same. And it also can be part of a solution to the budget gap that we're facing this year.
The state-sanctioned casinos have had their own troubles during the pandemic. Wouldn't a mobile betting app or mobile access to sports gambling hurt those casinos?
I think that the casinos, if you talk to them, they've been looking for this legislation. They were hoping it would have been passed last year, last session. This is something that will certainly benefit them because they will be able to operate through their casino, a lot of these mobile sites. They'll be able to reach more people. Again, it's very limited right now how and when you can play sports betting, when you can participate in sports betting. I think that if you look at what's happened in New Jersey, you see that it's a significant boost, not only to the casino, but also to the local economy.
What about the argument that mobile sports gambling just makes it easier for people who have a problem, to get in a huge hole? If you have to physically go to the casino to place the wager, there's some hoops to jump through. The casino is going to know who you are if there's an issue. But, you might be dealing with people who are young or impulsive or have a gambling problem, and this would just make it easier for them to ruin their lives.
Well, I think that if you look at the Supreme Court decision, by making sports betting illegal, it never really stopped it. It just moved underground and offshore, and it's a multi-billion dollar. It was a multi-billion dollar market operating underground and never really stopped it. People were still doing it. Now what's happened with the legislation is being done in a safe, regulated manner with consumer protections built in to make sure that people don't get in trouble, to make sure that it's being done safely and responsibly. And we've proven that with sports betting, and the same would happen with mobile sports betting. And again, I only have to point to New Jersey, you know, to look at, you know, what they've done with legalizing sports betting, but also the mobile sports betting. You can see it comes at a win-win to the state. It comes out of the shadows. You're not operating underground anymore. You have a safe, responsible alternative now to place bets on your favorite team or whatever sport you're interested in, just as you would on any other table game or anything else you would do in the casino. The bottom line is the legislation actually makes it safe and responsible with consumer protections built in.
Now, you've mentioned that New York needs to get on board here, in your opinion, because neighboring states are doing so. So there's a market disadvantage for New York State at a time when it needs all the revenue it can get. What do you think about this issue and also legalizing recreational marijuana in 2021? Do you see both of those things happening?
Well, I see them as topics of conversation. I see them certainly being discussed. I know the legalizing recreational marijuana has resurfaced in recent days here. It's not something that I'm supporting right now. I definitely need to know more about what's happening, what that bill looks like. I think it's gone through a number of changes. But sports betting, I can tell you, I'm a co-sponsor on the bill. I support it because it generates revenue for the state. And, you know, you hear about people, you know, driving across the border into New Jersey, pulling their car over and placing a mobile sports bet and then coming back. Things like that show that you're not really stopping this by not passing this bill. You're not stopping it. People are still finding ways around it to place these bets. We should move forward with this. There is a budget gap we're facing. We need to look to generate revenue to support schools, to support communities. We're facing a budget gap. And when you look at ways to generate revenue, I'm not saying this is the silver bullet that's going to solve everything, but it could be part of a bigger solution with a number of bills like this, where we could generate the revenue to address the budget gap this year.
What questions do you have about recreational marijuana? And the reason I ask is, the example you just gave of someone going across the border to place a sports bet, we know that's happening in Western Massachusetts and Vermont, which, you know, they have the cannabis dispensaries, and we know people from New York are going to buy their marijuana there. That's one of the reasons supporters have really pushed to get it done this season.
Well, there's a lot of differing opinions on, you know, what the bill actually does, how it's going to be regulated, how law enforcement will be able to, enforce the rules, the new rules that are in place. There's a number of unanswered questions around legalizing recreational marijuana. And also, you know, people have looked to other states as to the success or some of the things that haven't gone so well in other states. And I think we need to look at that, and we need to look at what our bill actually looks like and what it would do and how it would affect our communities. My main concern, of course, is how it's going to affect our communities, our youth. You know, there's a number of things that I think are still unanswered with that bill. So right now it doesn't have my support until I have the information and I can look at it closer. But right now it's not something I'm supporting.
Speaker Hastie this week said effectively it's time to raise taxes on the wealthy to start making up the budget gap that the governor has pegged at about $15 billion for next year. What's your reaction to that?
I think we need to look to the federal government to see what aid we can get. I know everybody has been doing that. Everybody has been saying that. I think we need to look not to raise taxes, but we need to look for ways to generate revenue. We need to look at new ways to generate revenue. One of them is this bill. As far as schools, you know, we've got to take a look at the lottery money. You know, can we divert those funds to where they should be in the first place, which is to our schools? We need to look at the budget overall, you know, where we can generate revenue, where we can reallocate funds that are in the budget already. And, you know, there's a lot of projects going on, a lot of things the governor likes to do, a lot of projects. He likes to do a lot of his own projects in the state. Maybe some of those projects can go on hold right now, and we can look to fund some of these critical needs in our community. I don't think we should be looking to raise taxes at a time when our communities are struggling like this. I think we need to look for ways to offer property tax relief. I think we need to look for ways to support our schools and generate revenue for them. But I think there's proposals like this out there that we need to look at. And I think no one proposal is the answer. I think that a number of proposals could generate enough revenue, but I'm not for raising taxes.
Do you differentiate between raising taxes on most New Yorkers and the very wealthy, you know, a so-called millionaire's tax?
I think we have to look at, you know, every proposal needs to be looked at individually. But again, I don't think there's, right now, I don't think raising taxes is the answer. I think there's ways to generate revenue to get us where we need to be. We just need to find those proposals and work together to get there.
Now, what if, we just went through this federal COVID relief package, which did not have the state and local aid in it. Democrats have said they'll go back next year. Biden will be president and they'll have another shot at it. But we don't know who will be controlling the U.S. Senate yet. So that's not clear yet. So you're saying, let's see what kind of federal aid we can get. But so far, New York is still waiting in the same way it was back in May.
Well, we are in desperate need for the federal government to assist here. We do need them to help us. The state can only do so much. We have resources, but they only go so far. This is a pandemic. It's a crisis. We're seeing things that we haven't seen before. We need aid from the federal government. They need to help New York. They need to help our communities. There's an entirely different set of needs in upstate that there is from downstate, but they all need to be addressed. And we have to think outside the box here, how we could generate revenue, how we can help lift ourselves up. But at the same time, we also know that we need assistance from the federal government and need to keep pushing for it. All of us together need to keep pushing for it.
Assemblyman Santa Barbara, this upcoming session is going to be another weird one in Albany because it seems it's going to begin remotely. And, a lot of the normal stuff that happens in person at the Capitol will be happening over Zoom, presumably for the next few months. What would you say your top priority is for the next session? I mean, it seems like COVID is really, again, the overarching issue in Albany this year.
Yeah, COVID relief is certainly the top issue right now. People are concerned about it. Local businesses are still struggling, finding ways to help our local businesses, support our restaurants right now are going through a really rough period. I mean, it's been difficult for them, but now with this second wave of COVID, it's been even more difficult because of the restrictions. So I think we need to find ways to give them relief. And there's a number of ways and a number of proposals that maybe can do that. But those are the things we need to focus on. How are we going to rebuild our economy starting at the local level? How do we support our local diners, our local businesses? How do we get them back on their feet? As I just mentioned with Rivers and a lot of businesses, the comparison with Rivers and sports betting is that the simple fact is a lot of businesses have had to adjust. They've had to go online. They've had to do a lot of their businesses. A lot of the business is being done online. We're seeing a lot of the contact-free delivery. We're seeing things, but we need to find ways to support and boost our local economy. That's one of the things I like about when sports betting came to Rivers, when it was in person, a lot of people did go to the casino. So there was more activity in a city like Schenectady. And I think that the revenue was a win-win, made it a win. But and then as a win-win because the state got revenue from it as well. So I think we need to look at creative proposals, ways that we can support our local economy, support local restaurants, rebuild our communities, also assistance to the people that need it, the people that are hurting, the people that have been out of work. This last round of stimulus does help with unemployment for people that are still not able to return to work or have had to take time off from work. So, assistance, things like that, we need to continue, certainly until we get through this crisis. But there's a whole host of other issues with special needs kids that I've been focusing on, kids with disabilities, adults with disabilities. There's a tremendous need to support direct care, which has been underfunded for years. And now it's really hurting a lot of people because they're just unable to continue doing this type of work because of the low wages that have existed. So they need support as well. At the end of the day, it does come down to funding, a lot of the issues that we're talking about, but it also comes down to making adjustments for special needs kids that are doing distance learning, for the educational needs. If you look at schools, they're being asked to do more with less. We're asking them to do a lot more because of the health and safety regulations that are in place. So that means we need to find ways to get them more funding. So these are amongst the top priorities for me. Certainly there's more, but these are amongst the top priorities.
New York State Assemblyman Angelo Santabarbara, recently reelected in the 111th Assembly District. He's a Democrat. Assemblyman, thank you so much for your time, and we'll stay in touch as the new session starts.
Thanks so much.